2024, our first show, and we're already talking about America getting attacked from all angles. We're talking about different countries inside our own country and possibly even from another planet. Let's get talking to it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Hit me.
So, first things first, I think we should talk a little bit about the Epstein docs. These things were teased, what was it, in December, I think, was ruled by a judge that they had to release the documents relating to the case. Now, the thing is with these documents is a lot of these documents were already obtained in a WikiLeaks leak.
Right.
But the difference is that these actually had a lot more names redacted from what I could tell. So you could actually tell who's being talked about and in what sense. Yeah. And whereas before it was a lot of assumptions based on, you know, John Doe 36, right? Like you could find out who that is now at that point. Other than that, from, I know we were talking about it. Have you seen anything that's indicating more information that's come out rather than stuff that, you know, people who've done research like myself and you have seen already?
No. I mean, this is really early on. So I pretty much know as much as you do at this point with that. I mean, and when I say no, I mean officially no. I think a lot of people kind of already kind of knew what was in these documents, like what the contents was. But we have the confirmation now. And, you know, make of it what you want, but I'm not really, I'm just kind of absorbing it at the moment.
I agree. I'm in the same boat. I'm not in the mood to read 300 or what is it? 900 pages of transcripts of people talking. Right. I will say what I did want to read and I did find was the stuff that was about Trump, and it didn't even point to any sort of crime done or not being done. All it was mentioning was trying to get someone. So they were interviewing someone else, trying to see if there was a connection between Epstein and Trump. Right. And there was no establishment of anything. I'm not saying for or against it. So these documents did nothing for the people that were trying to paint anything on Trump or for the people trying to defend Trump from the Epstein stuff. It didn't exonerate him, I don't think. And it also didn't prove him guilty at all. It was a waste of time on that front, I think.
Well, I think to the people who think it defends Trump, they already knew what was in these documents. They already knew that these documents wasn't going to contain anything damning against Trump. The issue was just trying to convince the anti-Trump people of that fact. And now it's easier for them to say that. But of course, the anti-Trump people aren't going to accept that. If anything, I think it makes Trump look better than some other people, like a certain John Doe 36. But
oh, it definitely like did. I believe like, there was
like
also
you said, there still can be
Stephen Hawking. I believe,
yeah,
but was pretty implicated.
Stephen Hawking
in there?
Are you serious?
Yeah, now this is just going off of what
I just,
what
I just
I
got
read.
I just got an image in my head that I did not need.
Dude, the funniest thing was so he got mentioned, I think, and I was just scrolling through Twitter yesterday because it was a bombshell all over it, right? There was just tweet after tweet. And somebody said it was a joke and it was fucked up, but somebody said, if you get raped by Stephen Hawking, that's on you.
It's like the iPad, he like programs it to say, come here. No, spread them now. I want to leave. No, you cannot leave.
Jesus Christ.
It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Oh, man.
But yeah, other than that stuff, I mean, to everyone else who already understood that there was so much creepiness behind Bill Clinton, it's just clear proof, I guess, now to the public. That's about all you were looking for.
As recently as a couple of weeks ago, I was told that I was a sucker for believing that. And I had no, this was based on a total hunch, but I didn't believe that Trump was on the Epstein list. And as of a couple of weeks ago, someone told me I'm a sucker for believing that. So you're going to have a hard time convincing me, telling me that they somehow aren't discredited more than I am.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, though. This list doesn't exist. The list is just a conglomeration of names that have come up.
Yes, in it's these... a transcript in context of a transcript, which is why I'm still saying he certainly
Trump would technically be on that list. In all technicality, if someone made the list.
Right. If there was,
but I'll say if someone made that list of just names that were included in that doc dump, then Trump's one of them, and so is a lot of high A-list celebrities and or people, politicians that were just getting asked questions.
Is what we're talking about. Yeah.
Correct. That's correct. So, but I'm saying that person, that one person, can just say you're wrong and not have to listen to your rebuttal if they're an anti-Trumper.
Right.
Because no, their name before, was included this, in that document.
Before this context even ever came out, right, they were trying to tell me that Trump was at Epstein Island, that he
was there was no proof of that came out for sure. Yeah, that's 100% true.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
I just smiled and laughed. I was like, listen, I'm at a Bible study right now. I'm not about to do this.
So that, I mean, we've already talked about a few different angles on this topic. I don't want to beat it in the head, but to me, like I said in previous, and I'm sure you kind of agree, we already kind of knew what this was. It's sad, but the public needs to get, I think they're getting basically contortioned around by a conductor at this point, is the feeling. Right. So we're too stupid to go find the information ourselves. So here it is for you, all the shit that we already already had released.
Right.
All got leaked. You know, it's really disingenuous. But regardless, I want to head into the second topic, as long as you're good with it, unless you had something else on this.
No, I was just going to say, it seems like, convenient timing with a lot of these things that happen. Mm-hmm. Like it's a look here, not there kind of thing. I mean, I don't want to kind of sound too tinfoil hat, but
well, we're getting tin hat today. It's going nuts. So
let's get into this is the most
verifiable story of the day, actually. This one and one that's going to come up in a few minutes. All right.
Okay.
Verifiable. Okay. It was put out that, let's just make sure I got this in the right order. So Trump allegedly got alleged that he had taken foreign money while he was the president of the United States. Now, where they're getting the basis of this is all coming from a congressional committee, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. So them releasing this information, what does it actually mean for us? Well, it depends on the context, and I want to hear if you've heard anything different, but it's a possibility that this money coming in is just from foreign investments he'd already made previous to his presidency, and he was getting paid his back-owed pay that he wasn't allowed to collect while he was president. Right. So I want to hear what you have to say. And if you found any information, maybe against Trump, for Trump, what did you see so far?
So from my information, Trump received $8 million from China when he was
something in the ballpark of
when he was president. That's according to MSNBC.
It wasn't just China. It was 20 countries, I believe it was
20
and
countries.
The main contributor was China. Yeah. The main contribution was from China.
According to MSNBC, Trump received $8 million from China, and that's what I heard. I don't know why Trump, with his net worth, would need $8 million from China. That was my first thought, too. I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just questioning why would Trump risk his presidency and accuse others of doing what he allegedly did. When he's he does $8 million is nothing to him. I just don't see him doing that.
$7.8 million is the number. Yep.
Yeah.
20 governments, including China, Saudi Arabia.
Now, could it be foreign investments? I don't know. I'm waiting to see how things play out. But I'm going to be questioning facts as they come out, like we all should be doing, I think.
Yeah. So in your opinion, before we move on topic, because this is a quick one, do you think it should be illegal for our sitting president to be invested in international investments?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I know it is. I've been thinking on it a little bit. I want to hear what you think.
My first inclination is to say no. And then kind of have good faith that the president isn't nefarious about it, but
What about like the Panama Canal?
Being the chief executive, maybe you do have to, maybe your foreign investments is one other thing you have to sacrifice when you become president, because you have to sacrifice a lot when you do become president. So maybe that's one of the things that, you know, we can consider having them sacrifice for, you know, our national security and to ensure that they don't have foreign money in their pockets. But to me, the president is supposed to be a civilian.
Right.
Technically. So to me, I'd have a hard time telling a civilian, you can't put your money here.
I agree. Where I'm at with it is, it's especially hard when you talk about the Trump case, because based on his career path until 2016, he didn't really seem like a person that was heading for the presidency. He seemed like a business mogul and genius in the housing and the real estate market, right?
Right.
When you talk about shifting that into a presidency, you're, you know, if you're a very well-off investor in real estate, there's a very good chance that you own property outside of the United States. Right. So you would need a specific clause.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying you would need a very specific clause for people like Donald Trump, because Trump is not your average president, the person who goes through their life as a career politician that becomes first possibly a congressman, then a senator, and then jumps to right.
And then they get rich after their presidency. He got rich first.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He got rich first. Right. So I'm more on the side of, I would hope that we can hope that the president is pushing foreign investment and his foreign investment is not predatory, but is actually benefiting the citizenry of that country. Right. And I think that should be a pretty unbiased analysis, and to make sure, you know, like my example that I brought up was like the Panama Canal. Right. So that was a president's decision at the end of the day, an executive order to try to fix or try to solve a solution that was really the world's problem.
The world's problem. Yeah.
But more realistically, what was it? It was an opportunity for America to get rich, right? Because they would control.
I mean, that's what any business does. They solve a problem for profit.
Correct. But I'm saying they saw an opportunity for a one-place solution for something that really, where else are you going to do it, right?
Right.
Just a cut through that's going to connect the Pacific to the Atlantic oceans, right?
Yep.
They do this, but with in mind for the profit is that, you know, when you're talking about long term, when it supersedes that president itself, I think that's actually where you get into it being very hairy. Because then you're talking about more than likely either the family of that president wanting that money to continue coming in, or the government program that was set up itself for that just growing and growing, especially after that person is gone.
Yeah, it's dicey.
Either way. But I do think if you disallow it, you're gonna take away a pretty big incentive for leaders to work amongst each other to get something done. Like, you know, there's always a back end deal, right? But if you codify it in law that stuff like that is illegal to even talk about, then it can't get put on the table.
Right. Yeah.
I think it stops a lot of American ingenuity.
I think the biggest issue would be transparency with potential candidates' investments, trying to find the true goal of what they're, you know, looking for, following the trails of the money, following the paper, and then ultimately giving the voters ability to the access to that information, and then letting them have the ability to make sense of it themselves. In an ideal world, that's how it works, in my opinion.
Right. No, man. I mean. It's all about in an ideal world. We're obviously not living in an ideal world, right?
Yeah.
So move into next up is, I just wanted to mention, and I don't really have too much to say on this because, to be honest, I read through the documents and it's just the same stuff he's been iterating for the last few years. But Trump published an official document that summarizes his allegations of fraud in the 2020 election for each swing state. And so he separated the document state by state. You can go and take a look at it. And I just found it all interesting that this is all coming out, keep in mind, on the same day, January 4th, 2024, right? This is yesterday for us now looking back, but all of this information is coming out on the same day. I want to keep
these three things. Yeah.
Yep. And then again, right? So move into the next one too that happened was the protests in Germany, right? Apparently there was some heinous tax plan that was invoked that heavily implicated farmers in Germany. And they decided, just like, what was it, Belgium last year, that ended up lighting up their streets too with manure and hay and that shit.
Yeah.
They did the same thing. They went up, or at least I saw videos of manure getting dumped on like City Hall. You got literally like just small businesses, like it looked like a library even was getting dumped shit all over the front door so people couldn't get out. It was crazy. It was absolutely ballistic. Again, January 4th, 2024. This is all happening, right?
All over the world.
Any thoughts there before I keep going?
Might not be by accident. It's the only thing that comes to my head, but again, don't want to get all too tin hat.
We'll get there. We'll save that for the end, right? Because I'm trying to put this picture together of stuff that really got my alarm bells going as we're going through yesterday. I'm just watching my news feed continue to grow. Normally when you have one big topic, right? Like one thing happens in a day and you'll still have adjacent shit, but the whole timeline, if you're looking at a Twitter, the whole timeline, if you're looking at an Instagram, is focused on that topic and people are just berating it, whether they're for it or against it. That's been basically social media life for years. Yeah. What happened yesterday was there was a plan set up to release those documents with Jeffrey Epstein in accordance with, hey, if you have other stories, we're going to try and blow them up too. We want to confuse the audience. And that's my contention, right? I don't think necessarily that anything, you know, is getting swept under the rug. I just think they want to confuse us so bad that we don't have the time to dedicate ourselves to one of these things that happened, right? And as we get to the last one I mentioned in the intro earlier, you're going to be like, what the fuck are we talking about here? And odds are it's wrong, but I just have to mention it. All right. So as long as you got nothing else, I feel like we got to move on to the next.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Okay. So this is after the farmers doing their protest, right? So we also had a school shooting yesterday, right?
That's right. Yeah.
School shootings, and this is me being just a little assumptuous, but there are a lot of times that school shootings happen when other stuff is happening around the world. Right. And there's a lot of politically motivated shootings. So many, in fact, that I do fear for what the motivations and where the motivations had stemmed from sometimes with shooters, especially when you see ones with like manifestos that are well detailed. And you're talking about like a 21, 18, 19 year old person.
Right. Who's this radical?
A lot of these times, like I said, like not only who, but where the fuck did they come from and are they alone? Right. Like, are they working alone? Right. This is my point. Right.
Like, are they really a lone wolf, as they say?
Yeah. Yep. And that was yesterday, man. That's in Iowa. Okay. So Iowa had a school shooting. I, if I'm not mistaken, I tried to read up on it. It looks like the only person who died was the shooter himself, killed himself.
Yeah.
And then the other ones are all injured. That's just what I came up with. That could be wrong, but it doesn't make it any less sinister or any less frightening as a parent sending your kid off to school.
No, it's hard. I can't imagine what that must be like to get that phone call that, listen, the school's on lockdown. I don't know where Jimmy is. You know, that's terrifying.
Did you ever have anything in where you went to school? Because I'll tell my own personal account. I had multiple bomb scares and bomb threats at both my middle school and high school. And my mom, every time my mom would give me the tightest hug ever when we got home, just like, thank God that nothing happened. Every time. Can you blame her? Like, no. I can't blame her at all.
No. I actually, my middle school or high school did not have one bomb threat.
That's amazing.
I heard about them when I was younger. I heard about them happening at the high school when I was younger, but I did not experience one personally.
I find it interesting that we had a couple up where I'm at, right, in Montville. I'm surprised that we had them here and you didn't have anything where you were.
Yeah, I'm surprised too, now that I think about it.
Right. Gives you a little bit of thought. So anyway, just our own personal perspective, or at least the way I lived in it, it's not only a freaky topic, but just like, I wish I could do something to stop it, right? Right. But when the elements are out of our control, not even like as a sense of community, like these might be agent provocateurs, right? These might be people that we just don't know who the fuck they are, where they're coming from, what organization, if they have one, what this is, right? What Discord, what Reddit they're on, 4chan, what... We don't know where this is coming from, but there's so many similarities between them that I find it hard to believe that this is not an effort to scare the shit out of Americans.
Right. Like if they're not at least coordinating it themselves, something else is.
Correct. 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 That's how I feel about it. Right. And I have no proof of that. That's just when I talk about when stuff gets mentioned and timing. It always seems to be on story day, news day, when one of these things gets released.
Right.
I'm just trying to point out a trend here. All right. So let's move on before we get shot. Let's move on to the next one.
It's either that or the news decides to report it when there's other stories.
Correct. 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 So one of the biggest stories that you will not see left-wing media talk about basically ever, and right-wing media will talk about it ad nauseum and make you want to turn the channel off, is that we have the largest migrant caravan coming towards the U.S. I don't know where these numbers are coming from. I don't know if it's true. But when you look at the metrics of last year and how we had by far the most border crossings, illegal border crossings in this country's history last year, and we are already looking at the largest caravan in the history of the United States, coming up in through our southern border. I don't like the sound of that, man.
I didn't hear that yet, but that concerns me deeply. I mean, every time you hear about a caravan, it seems like it's going to be the biggest one that ever comes up.
I agree.
And,
I agree.
We don't know the biggest issue with it is, right? Like, if you're coming for a better life, like, that's great. Like, you got, like, go through a process like all of our ancestors did. Or a lot of our ancestors did at Ellis Island, right? But we don't know who these people are. They're just coming on in, right? They're Chinese nationals. Right. They're fighting age men and women from the Middle East. Terrorists, even in, drug cartels from South America. Like, who knows?
No, I agree. And the last time I checked, a good reason for asylum was not being poor. And that's not me trying to be a dick. I'm just saying the setup for asylum was for people who were being oppressed and or being the target of government hunting them down, trying to force them into labor. That was the point of asylum, I believe. I could be wrong, and I would honestly really like someone to correct me if I am, but I don't believe that asylum is meant for people who are just poor or live in a poor country.
That's what immigration should be for.
Right.
The ability of a better life. Right. Being saved from a hard labor camp, I can understand that.
And I'm all for that. I can understand that. I believe cause. That should have its own, that should have its own different thing, right? That should be its own distinct class. I think it should be a different class of person. It's just an understanding from our perspective of why you deserve to be here over someone who had to wait in line.
Right.
I think there should be a clear distinction and a clear meeting of requirements, at least.
Yeah. I mean, you look back historically at Ellis Island, right? You were interviewed vigorously. You had to prove that you could provide value to society. You had to prove that you could work. And you had to prove that you were able-bodied and didn't have any disabilities.
So the definition allegedly is the protection granted by a nation to someone who has left their native country as a political refugee. I assume that you can contort that language, especially with a lawyer, to make sure that so sounds broad. Like it's covering you. Yeah, I was going to say it makes it sound like it's covering you. You know, what did that say? Political refugee. You could be a political refugee if you're anti the economy. You could be a political refugee.
What the hell does that even mean?
So to be honest, that definition itself absolutely tells me that if you're poor, you should come here and seek asylum and not even apply for immigration. Like if I'm saying if I lived down there, if I lived somewhere like El Salvador and I wanted to come up here, I wouldn't bother putting in an application. I would just walk right the fuck through the border.
Right. Right. at this, yeah, you're not incentivized to do it the proper way.
No, you're more incentivized to come here and make it as an illegal. You might get benefits at this point from certain because states.
It's so much easier. Yeah, so much easier.
That's not right, man. That's not right. And I think that's an internal division. But I did want to, I want to clear it out. I want to finish with the last topic that we have. And then I want to kind of just talk about everything that we have going on here. Because it's a lot, bro.
Yep.
All right, so sure is. Last up. So there was a report yesterday. All right. Now, this has not been substantiated. And I've actually found more information that is anti what I'm going to say, which I'm happy about. Let's just put it that way. I'm happy about it. What I'm concerned about is every bit of information that I found on this topic seemed to be a lie coming from the police department, the town, and people reporting on it. So let's get into it. Allegedly, coming from a report that is taken from word of mouth of someone that was at the mall in Miami, I don't know the exact mall, all right? Allegedly, there were 8 to 10 foot beings witnessed at the mall, right? What happened when these 8 to 10 foot beings were seen is that people started to shoot at them with their own personal weapons, not even waiting for cops, right? Scared shitless, and allegedly they just started shooting at them. Miami police reported to an incident where 2 teenagers were having a fight with sticks and fireworks. There were, I'll send you the video later, Andrew, and I will link this into the description so everyone can get a look at this because it's fucking wild. All right. There were probably, I would say, on the upwards of 50 cops, 50 to 75 cops heading into this location yesterday, streamlining. Like they were heading in to break up something. If you're talking about 2 teens playing with sticks and fireworks, and they arrested 4 teens allegedly, just so everyone knows, they arrested four teens in connection with this alleged firework incident. Do you send 50 to 75 squad cars in to stop that incident?
No. I didn't see a single circumstance that you send 75 cop cars in to settle that circumstance.
That's just the first thing that bugged me. Just the first thing that bugged me was how many cops you saw. No flights in or out of Miami during the time. They shut down the airport. They powered down the mall as well. Okay. And you don't see video of anything. It looks like a cell phone blackout, which our government does have the ability to do. If you don't think they do, then I don't think you're paying attention. Our government can shut down an area of releasing video to the web. I guarantee it. There's no way they do not if they want something to be held in a certain area. Now, like I said, media blackout, no air traffic coming in or out, powered down the mall, 50 to 75 cops streamlining into this mall in Miami. And the police and the town, and like I said, every reporter that's claiming there was an incident that was started by 2 teens, sticks and fireworks, they arrested 4 teens. That's it. That's all the information anyone's got.
An airport was shut down for fireworks? I guess it would make sense if it's like right outside of the bounds of the airport, but how far was it from the airport?
I didn't do any. The only research I saw was this crack-a-doodle lady that put together all the information she found, right? So I'm going to link it in the description. She's got all the onus. She claims that there's aliens. I'm saying, why the fuck is this all happening yesterday?
That's the last thing I expected to hear from you. That's weird. That's very cryptic. I can't wait to see that video. I'm going to look it up right now.
I'll just send it to you. You might not be able to find it. But seriously, man, and like I said, I'm not trying to allege. I've seen more information that is against the argument of any existence of any being from another dimension, another planet, or even zombies or whatever. There is just a word of mouth, I believe, from one person that said they witnessed or witnessed people shooting at 8 to 10 foot beings.
That's crazy.
Why most is it happening yesterday, dude? That's what I'm more concerned about.
I get what you're saying. I mean, most of what I'm seeing is saying that it's bullshit. But again, you know, I don't know.
You need to see the video of the cops streaming into the area because it was wild.
I will send this over to you. Find that.
Yeah. Still got your Twitter?
No, I don't.
Okay, let me text it to you. This shit is something else, man. So, that was all the topics I wanted to bring up today, unless you had anything else. Now, I do want to just wrap it up by just trying to speak on the fact that this is a lot of information to get dumped on the public in one day.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that? And have you ever experienced a day like this where you just see what should be probably 5 to 7 different headlining stories and not really one being focused on by the media in particular?
Because they're major in and of themselves, and then when all put together, it's overwhelming to absorb. So it kind of just makes your mind overwhelmed and move past it in a way without really questioning much, because it's draining to question everything about every story, especially this big story.
That's how I'm feeling, man. And I'm glad that you feel the same, because it feels to me, and that's why I mentioned on the outset of the video, it feels like we're getting attacked. This feels like an all-out assault from every angle. And I'm not talking that we have aliens coming from another planet. I mean the fact that somebody would be willing to make that story up in order to attack our country and our, I think,
yeah,
our...
That's, yeah. Whether or not
I think you're,
real, that point is what
I think you're making thinking. A psychological attack on our country, and it's coming psychological and a physical when you're talking about this migrant caravan coming up. You're talking about a true invasion of our ideals and our borders at the same time as two candidates are throwing propaganda at each other left and right. Right. I wholeheartedly believe, and you probably don't agree with me, I wholeheartedly believe everything Trump released the other day on the 2020 thing was all a propaganda slam. It was all cherry-picked information that he thinks is going to get people on his side to side with him, and he just threw it on a chalkboard and hopes everyone finds it and likes
that
it.
Is some, however, that is something Trump would do.
However, I also think that this $7.8 million that got found against Trump while he was president was concocted out of whole cloth, and if it did happen, I'm almost positive that it was through legal channels or something he owned previous to his presidency, which how do you solve that issue, especially if no one's going to buy your $15 billion property. I don't know what his property is worth. Just making a number.
Right.
So while all of this is happening, this internal division, we're talking about getting hit by forces that are coming from another country coming up through. And we're also talking about a concocted story of beings coming from another planet all on the same day, man. And I do
just when you thought it could get more wild.
I just think yesterday was the start of a attempt, I think, to overwhelm completely the American mind, to not allow us to catch up with everything that's going on, because I think we are at an advantage over the people who rule us at this point.
It's a lot to sit with.
It is.
You know, it's disturbing that I don't think you're entirely wrong, and I hope you're not. I hope you're not right, and I hope you are wrong.
Me neither. I really don't want to be. I'm just trying to look at what's given, and the conspiracy theory, the tinfoil hat mindset is let's go as far as we can, right? And by no means am I trying to do that, because then I would just buy into everything that was about Epstein and all of these sex rings and all. But I'm not trying to say that. What I'm trying to say is, why is everything happening on the same day? And if we look at the implications of each one, right? So if we're talking about external threat, internal threat, internal threat, and otherworldly threat, even if it's fake, why is it all happening on the same fucking day? I don't sit well with that. It doesn't sit well with me. And it makes me ask a lot of questions that make me not 100% trust anybody that I'm dealing with that I don't talk to on a regular basis, that I don't talk to day to day.
Right. The timing seems rather convenient. But is there a chance that it's all still a coincidence? Sure. I mean, things
110% there
for all the, you know, for the course of, you know, modern media, there's been multiple big stories in a day that, you know, had to have been a coincidence, but, you know, maybe some haven't been, you know, like I've heard some of the conspiracy theorists say on Twitter, right? grab some popcorn. We're watching a movie, right? So
exactly. Yep.
This is probably I know exactly what you're talking about. This is probably one of those moments where they're all going to be saying that. And I mean, whether or not that's the case is, you know, up for
right. It fits
debate.
Into so but many people's narratives.
But regardless, right? Like shit's like you can't deny that shit's going to go down regardless. So you might as well grab popcorn and enjoy it.
I agree, man. Just which way it goes. And I really do pray that it goes out in a positive way for our country and for our people. And I am so tired of watching our people take the backseat to our politicians who bend the knee to every other country in this on this whole planet, except for
you should be
subservient to one people, and that is we the people.
Us. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's all I got today, man. That's all I got.
I think that's gonna leave some of our viewers a lot to think about.
I agree. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. And if you did, I would love for you to go out, share it with friends, get it to people that might be interested or might want to take a little bit of a deeper look into some of these topics I've mentioned today. If you enjoyed it, not only share it, I would love to see you rate it, like it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. That is where we actually grow. So if you actually enjoyed, or maybe you have an opportunity to shit on us and send it to a friend that you know will hate it, send it over to him, hit that share button. And other than that, Andrew, I can't thank you enough for being on here with us today.
Thank you,
sir.
Got
anything else for the people?
Stay vigilant, my friends. Question everything. The most important question you can ask is why and how.
I love it. I love it, man. Yep. Till next time.
Next time.
Say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.